The letter of Yehuda. Yehuda, a servant of Yeshua HaMashiach, but a brother of Yaakov the Sent One, to those who are set apart in Yahweh the Father and hidden in Yeshua HaMashiach. May Yahweh give you much love and steadfast love and shalom and mercy. Beloved brothers, after I wanted to write to you about our set-apartness, I found it necessary to rebuke you in writing that you should strengthen yourselves in the faith which was given to the set-apart ones. For some sons of man came in among them, of those who were already written up for this condemnation, and they were wicked ones, and hindered the steadfast love of Yahweh in arrogance, and they did not believe in Yahweh and in His Mashiach. But I want to make this known to you, that He who brought His people out of Mitzrayim killed those who did not believe 2 times, and also the messengers who sinned and were thrust down from above. They are being hidden in darkness until the future day of judgment. And also the places Sodom and Amorah, who have likewise become a proverb and are bearing the fire of Gehinnom forever. And likewise those who despise the authority and curse the kingship. But the messenger Michael, while disputing with Hasatan because of the grave of Moshe, did not even curse him, but said to him, Ha'adon condemns you. But these people curse while they know nothing, and also what they do know they despise. And woe to them, for they are walking on the way of Cain, and are falling into the temptation of Bilam because of some prophet, and are being killed because of the dispute of Korach. And they are prideful with your gifts, and they are like clouds without water, which go with the wind, and trees that do not bear fruit, and like the waves of the sea that throw out mire and mud. And Hanoch, the seventh from Adam, also prophesied about this, and said, Look, Ha'adon will come with thousands of thousands, 10,000s of set-apart ones, to execute judgment on the wicked ones because of their evil deeds. For there is no steadfastness in his mouth. Their inside is destruction. Their throat is an open grave. They flatter with their tongue. But you, beloved brothers, you must remember the word which was said from the beginning by the sent ones of our Adon Yeshua HaMashiach, that they said to you that, in the last days there will be scoffers beside you, who walk after their desires. And these are in the flesh, and not in the Ruach. But you, beloved brothers, strengthen yourselves in your faith by Ruach HaKodesh, and stand in the love of Yahweh, and wait on the mercy of our Adon Yeshua for eternal life. And also you yourselves must be merciful. Indeed, some of you are with good deeds, but keep a distance from the sinners. But he who is able to keep you without doubting, and to set you before Ha'adon without any sin, to him be honor and glory and kingship, from everlasting and unto everlasting. Amen.